Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a good thing you're watching today because we're talking to Angelina Jolie. I'm here with Victor Cruz.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
We got Jersey in the building.
Yes. And Monique Kelly in the house today.
Hey.
By the way, literally when I said hello, no one clapped. And like, you're here and everyone's here for it.
Thank you.
Can we get this party started?
Let's do it.
So you guys, I just had a conversation with Angelina Jolie, and I'm pretty sure we both forgot that the cameras were rolling. Take a peek as she tells me how the tables have turned when it comes to her kids.
How do you do it with six kids?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I have six very capable children. I think of course you wake up and you just feel, I've got to make sure they're okay. I've got to make sure they're mentally okay. But honestly, I think a few years ago it switched and they're kind of thinking, we got to make sure mom's okay. They take really good care of me and we're such a team. So I am very, very lucky. So I worry. I'm always the one that worries but I adore them. They're cool people.
This is my third time talking to Angelina Jolie, and every time I come back to the office and they see the footage, everyone says, oh my God, she was so open with you. Like, how, like, can you believe? I'm like, this woman told us what she did behind a limo with Billy Bob Thornton. She told us about her double mastectomy.
Yeah.
She kind of gave us every single thing in her life. I think people are just afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Because she's not afraid to go there, honestly.
100%. Right. And I think just looking at her, she gives this appeal that she's standoffish or that she's, you know, kind of like above it all a little bit. When you talk to her the way you did, it's just, she's just one of us. I want her to be my mom after that. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like, I want to take care of my kids. The same way you would have your kids, you wake up, you want to make sure they're okay. You worry about them, you think about them every breathing minute. Like, those are the real human interactions, human moments that people probably don't see as often enough in Angelina Jolie.
100%.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, she's been going through this divorce since 2016. She has six kids. We're in the middle of a pandemic. So for her, it's one of those things where you can use this time to empower you and really speak your truth. And I love that about her. She always speaks her truth.
No, for sure. I think a lot of stars who come off as standoffish, you know, when somebody's confident, when they're beautiful, when they have their self together, when they know who they are, sometimes they're unapproachable, like myself.
I was about to say,
thank you, Victor, for throwing that out there. But I think a lot of times publicists don't want to have to deal with the aftermath of one of their clients saying anything. So a lot of times you get the don't ask this, don't ask that, don't ask this. And the minute you say, hey, girl, how are you? They say this, that, and the other thing that the publicist didn't want them to say.
Well, because it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, how many times has an actress been asked, hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Like, how's your day been?
Yeah, keeping it real. And plus, you know how to bring it out of people. You're good at bringing that out of people. You're like America's friend.
Well, you know, I'm America's nosy.
Well, he ain't my friend. He might be America's friend, he ain't my friend.
Monique, you see how shady, right?
I ain't right.
You see how shady, right?
Wow.
We're going to explore Victor's shadiness throughout the show. But Angelina Jolie stars in Those Who Wish Me Dead. They're sitting in theaters at HBO Max May 14th. We'll have much more of that interview on Monday. Now, another day, another Britney Spears documentary coming, this time from the BBC. It's called The Battle for Britney, and it includes a shocking confession from celebrity blogger Perez Hilton, who famously obsessed over Spears during her mental breakdown.
Perez, I remember, it's just a picture of Britney in a car, and you wrote, I need drugs on it. There was another one, you wrote unfit parent on it. You were kind of bullying her, weren't you?
Yeah, it was awful. Absolutely. I regret that deeply.
Do you think you might have contributed to having a breakdown?
Yeah, it's a possibility, and I feel awful. I definitely don't do things like that anymore. I made a change many years ago. Many people will only ever be able to see me and view me and think of me as that person from back in the day. I know that if I were to die tomorrow, the majority of the world would celebrate.
Whoa. Wow. What's that first reaction? You were having a visceral reaction to him saying that.
I mean, that is painful. And I can admit, I read Perez's blogs all the time.
Times a day.
And he
by
was
accident,
off the chain. He outed people. He would talk about people's kids. He'd doodle on people. But for him to have that self-realization is major. But that's something painful that he's going to have to live with for a while.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that he is at fault for some of what Britney went through?
I won't say at fault, but it's one of those things where he did bully her in a major way. And if someone, you don't know what people are going through. So he had no idea that she was having, you know, some issues. So you have to be careful how you approach people, right?
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If he has to take some accountability for that, shouldn't the three of us and everyone out there who were clicking on that homepage every day, yeah, you know, going, that was my home, that was literally my homepage on my computer.
How many days were you looking forward to it? You were looking forward to it. I got to check Perez. You know, it's part of your daily routine to go check that site and see what he was talking about and see who he made fun of and what caricature he was making of someone that day. So,
we were entertained by it.
So we're
guilty.
Just as wrong.
I admit that. Guilty.
You're guilty.
Because I was reading it.
No, I was reading it too. But the problem is, I've met Mario a few times, and Mario and Perez Hilton are two different people. I think the world got caught up in they were the same, and I think he also got caught up in that they were the same. But I often feel like he played into a character that he thought people wanted to see.
I agree with that.
Just like when people blame Marilyn Manson for what was going on in school shootings because Marilyn Manson, you know, ate animals and sacrificed people. Meanwhile, that real man was probably like in the Garden of the Monk Club and going to pottery classes on the side, but he saw a way in and he saw the shock value. So why are we holding Perez Hilton to you almost killed Britney when he was just playing a character that we wanted?
It's just hindsight. I mean, his vision's, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It's just one of those things where now as we look back and we know how strong mental health is and how it affects people and how, you know, we've seen the mental breakdown and we're sitting back and clicking through it and enjoying it for some reason. You know what I mean?
Like 100%.
It's just now that we understand the toll that these things take on celebrities and even just normal everyday human beings that we're looking at it like, damn, Perez was bugging.
But yeah. Victor, Victor, you know as well as I know, and Monique Kelly, you can attest to this too. When we see people do things on Instagram, you know they're doing it because they want to be on the Shade Room.
Yeah.
You know they want to make that moment. So do I think Britney was deliberately walking out of limousines with no panties on like this because she knew that it was gonna get you know, splashed everywhere? Yeah. I think she definitely did. Mm-hmm. Do I think Paris was walking out of clubs with champagne in her hand because she knew that people were gonna say, oh my God, party girl again? Yeah. I think she actually did. So where does the celebrity take part in this accountability?
Yeah, it has to be on both sides. Recognizing that you were doing stuff so you could get on the site, recognizing that, I might've went too far in changing that behavior. I can respect Perez for that. And I can respect us for at least acknowledging, you know what? We were part of the problem too.
No, y'all were part of the problem.
Y'all,
I didn't acknowledge
you were part of the problem.
I didn't say I was part of the problem.
Right. You was clicking on that page.
I was clicking on that page. Someone else who's clicking on something is Rachel Kirkconnell. She has confirmed that she is back together with Matt James. Matt is also dropping some bombs about his time on the show. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Matt revealed that despite how it appeared, he did not have sex with that woman, Rachel, or any of those women in the fantasy suites. He says he actually used the time off camera to learn more about the women. First of all, you had a visceral. Again, these visceral reactions.
My facial expression. I can't.
Yeah, she's from Jersey, but she can't hide the facial expressions.
Tom, I'm going to need you to have that camera on Monique's face at all times during the read. Because I said, Rachel Kirkendale said she is back with Matt, and you did. By the way, but he ain't claiming her. That's weird.
Because he is an emotional, unavailable man. Ladies, this is what it looks like when you're dating an emotionally unavailable man. Now, I can appreciate the fact that he is saying nothing happened in those fantasy suites, because we all know something happened in you that think? Fantasy suite.
You think?
I think so, but... if the ladies were smart, mm-hmm. you know, if you know your man's gonna be with another woman the next day in a fantasy suite, hopefully you left a little bit to the imagination and something desired.
Look, Monique, I can't even take
one can only hope.
One can only hope. I don't know. I can't even drop a deuce knowing that somebody is in the next room. So I don't think I could hook up with somebody. Yes, knowing that 2.5 million people are right outside the door, I would honestly, because I can get it on. Okay? I can go long and I can go strong.
I don't need
to. But I don't think I could do it knowing that people were going to watch it. I would get anxiety about it.
Yeah, I think so too, especially. You know, it goes back to even, like, sex scenes in Hollywood. Like, how do you even maintain an even-keeled face doing that type of thing? But going back to Matt, I mean, something definitely happened in the fantasy suites. You oiled up. You're kissing people. Candles are happening. I know if I was in a fantasy suite, something
happened. Right. You got a cameraman right here.
There's a boom under the door.
Yeah. You know he kisses with his eyes open, so we saw everything.
Exactly.
The problem is, too, and I say this, and I, you know, I love Matt, and I think you should take the fantasy suites even in normal life. I have girlfriends who go 3 months, you know, I'm in love with this person, I love who they are. And then when they get down to the D, you find out the dude's stroke game is weaker than a wine cooler, then you're mad.
Is that, how important is it to find that out early? How early in the relationship or in the courtship do you need to find out if he's good and better?
AF.
Immediately.
I think, though, it's a matter of when you're comfortable in the relationship. I don't think you should put time frames. I think that's bogus. Mm-hmm. Making sure you're comfortable, and if you want a relationship, making sure you've had those conversations. If you just want to hook up, that's one thing. But if you want a relationship, you should really take your time to get to know them. And if you get to know them and maybe it's not all that on point, uh-huh. you know, you can work with someone. You can work with them and make it a little bit better. Give them a chance.
This is good advice for you, Justin, because you only wait 12 days.
That's so nice of you. That's really nice of you. Wow, you really
tried to give you.
Yeah,
just
you
under
added
2 weeks.
That a little. Yeah,
just under 2 weeks.
You know, I'm gonna listen to you because I know you are a relationship expert. Mm-hmm. I will say, sometimes I date men that are 40 plus. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
In their 50s, you know, and sometimes it's kind of hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And when people are, I hate to say this, starfish. You know, I heard Victor is one of those people who just lays there. You know, sometimes it's hard to get them out of that thing.
Oh, you know, my pearls, where are my pearls? Clutch my pearls, done,
Coming up, how is J-Lo actually doing after her split from A-Rod? Someone close to the star is snitching. Up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Josh Duhamel got all hot and sweaty with Jennifer Lopez in the Dominican Republic while they were filming their new movie, Shotgun Wedding. He told Jimmy Fallon how she's holding up after her split with Alex.
How's J-Lo doing? And that's really what I want to ask.
She's fantastic. I mean, I've known her for years, and it just, you know, it sort of came to my attention that the job became available, and I got a chance to, you know, meet with her. And so it was like, you know, rekindling an old friendship with an old friend.
Yeah, it came to my attention that the job was available because something happened. I'm not sure what happened. It just came to my attention that the script was there.
Something small happened.
Something small. Something small.
The king of deflection. I'm loving it.
100%. You know, it's so crazy because no one really, like, talks about J-Lo in that camp. You know what I mean? Like, she has, like, protected her privacy so much that even if I was her co-star, I would be like, oh, you can call her.
Oh, no, no. She has them all under control.
Oh, you can call her.
Exactly.
You can hit up Benny Medina at any time today.
I love that.
No more guessing. Teresa Giudice has a new man, and she's finally ready to claim his ass. Check this out.
How's Louis?
He's good. He's really good, you know. What do you think about him?
I really like Louis. You know this, like, just weird to say, yeah, my mom has a boyfriend.
I know.
Like, what? But, like, you seem really happy with Louis.
I've met other guys, you know, but, like, there was no connection.
He's pretty amazing.
I can't wait to fall in love again.
All right, well, Teresa still hasn't introduced her man to her Real Housewives friends. When is it a good time to introduce your new boo to your friends and family?
So, here's the thing. Teresa.
So happy we have a relationship after here.
Oh, 100.
I love Teresa. I'm so happy she's found happiness. But she's doing it the right way. You don't bring your new man around your friends until you and him have a solid relationship. Because what happens is your girlfriends are going to be all up in your ear. Mm. And if you guys aren't solid, you could ruin a potentially great relationship because they started running their mouth and you brought them around too soon. So take your time.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when she's bringing him around, obviously, the other housewives, you know they're going to be talking mess, be looking at him up and down. Oh, he got something wrong with his shoulder bone. Yeah. How'd you like that? Like, just critiquing, picking it apart. Take your time. Be in private with your man until you feel fully confident and ready to come out and show him to the world.
I feel like you learned that from experience.
Yeah,
like, you probably brought baby girl to the locker room one time, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, I hit that. Oh, yeah, I hit that, too. Because you get excited.
And he's laughing, too.
Yeah, no, he gets excited.
I've been there. For sure.
Victor knows. He's got about 6 Ultimas in his name.
Not the Ultima, though. Not the Ultima. No, but you definitely want to chill. Like, you've gone through those situations, and you learn from other relationships when you bring them around. And my mother's one, too. I know my mother's watching the show. She's one like, are you sure you want to be with her?
Oh, I met Miss Cruz. She ain't playing either.
She is not playing.
And you know what?
That's Victor, our baby. That's
Victor fact. Also has, which I love, I really do respect you for this, he's got that gatekeeper. It's like that one girlfriend who's been there since, like, they were 18, who's, like, gonna like, you know, look at everybody like Aunt Lydia and make sure your hymn's right and make sure, like, you know, she does a background check. Am I wrong?
It's true.
I have one of those.
You gotta have it. Another New Jersey housewife is catching some heat last night over a missing piece of jewelry. Dolores' castmates want to know why David, her boyfriend, bought her a car instead of some carrots. Now, how long is too long to go without an engagement ring? I will say they have only been dating since 2017.
So here's the thing. I feel.
Did you hear my Scorpio ass?
I mean, they you're like, that's such a Scorpio
thing. Like, 2017.
I'm like,
my calculations are correct.
Okay. And I'm a Leo, so I'm like, okay, fire. But if they had conversations in the beginning about where the relationship was going, that's one thing. I mean, she's helped this man decorate his house, okay? She's made it very clear she's not moving in until she gets an engagement ring. So clearly she wants marriage. And if he has flipped the script now and has changed his mind, then that's an issue. That's a problem. But I think you have to have those conversations, not during the first few dates. Don't pack your wedding gown in your purse for the first date.
You know,
but have those conversations.
You know I do that.
I'm also wondering, is the woman decorating my house eligible, make them eligible to marry them? Is that part of the criteria?
No, that just gives us time to hide the nanny cam. Because I do that shit too. I will decorate your whole house, get you all the way together, and put the nanny cams in there. The interesting things about women I notice is you're not afraid to have a conversation about when you want a ring. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens when men turn that around on you and say, hey, I'm going to give you this ring, let's be engaged, but I don't want to get married right away, all of a sudden the questions come like, why don't you want to marry me now? Why can't we get married within a year? I think if couples had an honest conversation about when we want to get engaged, what's an appropriate time for both of us to get married, I think people would be more on the same page. But you guys don't like to have the, oh, why did I have to wait 2 years to get married? I look good right now.
Well, it's because of the optics, too. It's the pressure from your friends. It's walking around. You've been with this dude since 2017. Right. And it's like, what are we doing here? Like, right. We've been 4 years. We playing house. I done decorated all your bathrooms. Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Yeah, girls, just keep the nanny cams up. Okay. Up next, George Clooney is turning 60. We're doing shots and celebrating big. Then Hilary Duff reveals how she avoided the child star curse. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I know you never realized how devastatingly good-looking I am. But I need you to stop staring.
My bad, I just need a second. There are movie stars, and then there's George Clooney. You might know him from his work as a hot young doctor. Actually, I was referring to Friends.
Monica.
Like the classic leading man he is, George walked into our lives, began a lifelong bromance with the one Brad Pitt.
Why do they always paint hallways that color?
They say taupe is very soothing.
And stole our hearts forever. Ocean's 19, take all my money.
I don't know, can I?
Do you know that thing when you're like hanging out with your best buds and you accidentally start a multi-million-dollar tequila company? Yeah, George did that too. I guess his friendship comes with benefits.
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, I know nobody's perfect. And yes, George did ruin this movie called Batman.
I freeze. I'm Batman.
But the man said he was sorry.
I always apologize for Batman.
And he more than made up for it by being a real-life hero through his philanthropy and activism, and by marrying a human rights lawyer.
It's pretty fun. It's really exciting.
So happy 60th birthday to George. Whether you're acting, directing, hanging with your family, or cutting your hair with a Flowbee, we just can't seem to stop staring. So we're toasting you with a glass of your own tequila. Only 59 more to go. Victor, be real, estimate. How much have you given to George Clooney on that Casamigos?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Between me and my friends, we've contributed half of my pension to Casamigos.
And I'm mad.
What, right? Which wasn't much, he was third string. Oh! Hilary Duff is getting personal about growing up in the spotlight. You may have heard of that whole child star curse. Well, Hilary is telling People magazine Out Tomorrow how her secret to staying out of juvie.
I don't know exactly. I really haven't been able to figure out what the formula was that made me kind of all right in the whole thing. I think that family has a big part of it. I was never like the breadwinner of my family. So I didn't have the pressure of having to like support everyone all the time. I think a lot of it is just who I am inside.
She actually brings up an interesting point about not being the breadwinner in her family. Do you think the child stars who led that life where they were out of control and their careers kind of took a dive, do you think it was the pressure of being so adult at a young age?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's about, you know, being what, 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe even younger, and being the breadwinner in the family and your entire family depending on you. And sometimes that environment isn't the greatest. I mean, look, I retired my mom. I mean, I'm happy to even say that, but I did it my rookie year in the league before I was even making millions of dollars, before I won a Super Bowl, before all of that. And that was pressure, because you're like, okay, my mom is now dependent on me for her well-being, for her livelihood, for her to just eat every day.
Yeah.
So that pressure to not only take care of myself, but now I have to take care of my mom and my daughter and my family, you know, those things kind of snowball and they create pressure. So I could imagine that pressure at 9 years old, 10 years old, got to be heavy, you know
100%.
What I mean?
100%. I also think there's a big pressure because not only are you the breadwinner, but a lot of families move their whole family mm-hmm. here for them. So it's like, don't mess this up because your brother just got pulled out of a yeah. soccer league. Your sister is missing her, you know, last 3 years of high school, and we're all doing this so you yeah. can live your life.
Exactly.
So a lot of times, you meet these child stars in real life, and they have these ratchet-ass, you know, brothers and sisters that are, like, entitled, and yeah. they do all these things, and the celebrity can't say anything because these people have given up their lives, and they right. feel like they almost have a sense of, like, I feel bad that I made you do that for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And not mm-hmm. to mention, how does a parent discipline their child when the child Ooh, is responsible for
nothing.
Handling everything for the family? I mean, at a certain point, they're going to be like, you going to tell me what to do? I'm paying stuff around here.
100%.
You're feeding your child. They're like, I don't want carrots.
Right.
Just throw them at your face. He's like, all right.
No, and I don't got to
wiping carrots out your face.
Right.
Like, all right, you can
100%.
Eat it later.
I think it's a fine line. I think who did it the best, Kris Jenner, kind of found, and we watched them find that footing in life. And sometimes, yeah, maybe she was more of a manager, but when she needed to be more of a mom, she did it. I think people didn't really have the momager playbook back then. Mm-hmm. So when Dina Lohan let Lindsay move to LA at 17 and live at a condo where everybody was living, you know, everybody was turning up, you know, that one by the Grove, I think she didn't know. There was no other person who had done it yet.
Yeah.
No one had made that mistake.
And that's why you see kind of these young actors as they get older and they become 18, 19 and feel like a sense of self. They have this rebellious phase where they just want to be themselves and do whatever makes them happy. And that's the pressure. That's just a derivative of the pressures that they faced for the last 10 years of their life when they were younger. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree. Well, after the break, Hillary's younger co-star, Peter Herman, joins us to talk the final season and what's it really like to be in a famous throuple. Don't go anywhere. I don't even think he knows he's in a throuple.
Remember my novel about the affair that I had with an older woman after I graduated from college?
Of course. The Miseducation of Henry Kane.
The woman was Ian Clark's wife, Judith.
She's Elizabetta, and Ian is the famous author Sam Hartwell. Did you really work on a lobster boat?
The hottest man in a three-piece suit on TV. Please welcome to Daily Pop younger star Peter Herman, everybody. How are you today?
I'm good. I look back at that. I was like, wow, that was back in the day when I dressed nice. I have clothes nostalgia. I was like, damn, nice suit.
You know, it's the final season of Younger. What are you going to miss most about being on this show?
You know, everybody. That's who I'm going to miss. Everybody. I'll miss telling the stories for sure, but I'll miss the people and I'll miss, and not just the cast. We got extremely lucky with the cast. We couldn't love each other more, but just everybody, sound and props and Eldo and who did my makeup and the people. It was an incredible group of people, really.
Aww.
Really extraordinary.
And you know what? Yeah. Throughout the season, Liza has been in this juicy love triangle with you and Josh. If you were Liza, who would you pick?
Ooh.
You leaned into the L on the love there, on the love. Lean into that love triangle. If I were Liza, who would I pick? You know what? I think that the extraordinary thing about the writing on the show is you really get the sense that she picks herself, right? So that she picks herself first, and she doesn't need a relationship to fulfill her. She doesn't need a man to fulfill her. She picks herself, and I think that I would take that wisdom and I would do that very thing. And we would, there's a great title of a book that, of the thousands of books on my shelf that I haven't read. But this is a great one by a psychologist that's called You're the One You've Been Waiting For.
Ooh,
and, you know,
look at that tattoo.
That was
good.
I love that tattoo.
So good. And,
well,
So, and then other than that, that's the diplomatic answer, and then the non-diplomatic answer is I'd pick me, hands down.
I was waiting for that.
You know, right? Speaking of love,
you have to go the meaningful route to the honest answer. Right? The honest answer is me.
He got real deep for 2 seconds. I was like, okay, we're going down this rabbit hole. You're cute. We can do it.
I know. And then we looked around at the bottom of the rabbit hole, and we're like, we don't want to be here. We want the truth, right? All the rabbits are looking at us like, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
You could have been talking about quantum physics. I was literally trying to figure out that whole time if I preferred you with a beard or without a beard. Because, like, it was flashing with both. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a beard guy. I'm not a beard guy. Well, speaking
that's
of love.
That's what I was looking on the screen, too. I was just talking. I was like, wow, how's the beard? I think.
You have been married.
Last year, I had a beard, I'm telling you, during the lockdown, like Duck Dynasty beard, like down to here. Yes. It was incredible. I cut my hair and I let my daughter cut my hair. She stood on a stool and she got the clippers and she razored all my hair off. It was fantastic. She's very good.
I love it. Now, you've been married to Mariska Hargitay for about 17 years, and you guys are in one of the most, I would say, progressive marriages in Hollywood because you guys have been in a throuple with Christopher Maloney for that entire time. How does it feel to share your wife with her work husband?
Wow, this is an entirely different rabbit hole that I like even less than the first one.
You're like, come
or even
through,
more. I don't
like,
know.
Come through, Alice in Wonderland.
I was wondering where you were going with progressive marriage. I was like, it is nice. We make it work. We make it work. We sometimes Chris and I have some things to negotiate, but we've gotten really good at communicating with each other. And there's a lot of give and take. And in the end, all three of us we're really happy. And I think that there's much to be said for progressive marriages. So, yeah, and there he is. There he is. I took that picture on a date that we were all on.
Peter,
we make it work.
When you open People magazine next week and the headline is Open Marriage, Peter Herman gushes over Chris Maloney and Mariska Hargitay as the new throuple of Hollywood. You are going to sign that copy of said People and you're going to send it to me because I think...
I'm going to send it to you with a little bit of beard dye. But I have to say, in my unending campaign to get everybody to pronounce my wife's name correctly, it's Hungarian and it's Mariska.
Mariska.
Because it's spelled with the S, yeah,
Mariska.
But it's Mariska, and we get Mariska actually close, but it's we get Maritza, Martisa, we got everything, but it's Mariska. So
Mariska, well, thank you so much, Peter. We really appreciate it. We love you here. The final season of Younger is streaming now on Paramount Plus and Hulu. Up next, Katy Perry is sharing her first Mother's Day plans with us and why Orlando may be a little jelly. Our new interview is next.
Welcome back to Daily Pop, everyone. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Now, graphic new details have emerged in the Josh Duggar child porn case. During a hearing, a Homeland Security investigator claimed the former TLC star's computer had downloaded multiple files depicting child sex abuse on 3 separate days in May of 2019. He even called it one of the top 5 worst of the worst he's ever had to examine. Josh was granted bail under strict conditions, including staying with family friends. In a statement last Friday, his attorney told E, in part, we intend to defend this case aggressively and thoroughly. Now, Courtney Cox drops a major Friends confession on today's Ellen. Here's her take on shooting the iconic fountain scene.
We were in that fountain for a long time. Somebody thought that would just be really fun. And let me tell you what happens. It's not fun. We didn't know each other that well. And this is so Matthew, but he was like, can't remember a time that it wasn't in this fountain.
I always wondered about that scene. And in Princess Charlotte's cheeky side, when girl dad Prince William was asked on a recent outing about celebrating her 6th birthday, he said Charlotte tells people she's actually 16, or she'll just say, I'm 6 now, I'll do what I want. And guys, that's your Hollywood Minute. And Katy Perry is celebrating her very first Mother's Day this weekend. She told us her big plans while channeling her inner Tinkerbell for American Idol's Disney Week.
I think just, you know, real quality time with my baby, maybe like on the swing or just outside enjoying the California weather. Sweet things, sweet moments of connection is what is really important to me.
And if Katy Perry needs a break, she has babysitters ready to go.
We're gonna stay over for Mother's Day. We're gonna babysit Daisy and let Katy get a night off, a morning sleep.
She'll need to be well rested because these three are hanging up their judges' hats this summer and getting back on stage. Katy and Luke are among the superstars doing shows at Resorts World in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it'll be great to kind of tap into that community of music again because we've all been in our little caves or isolated. And I think it's going to be a bit of the roaring 20s coming up. Everybody better hold on to their hats. People are going to be partying.
My thing is just easing back into normalcy is what I'm excited about.
My world is going to be tour, 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 tour. I can't wait to get back out on the road.
Until then, they're focused on the Idol contestants, impressing them the most.
Mine was Deshaun and Grace. Actually, you know, I have kind of been telling her in so many words, like, pick better songs. Pick songs that really showcase the levels of your voice.
Caleb picked a great song for what he is. He really started the show off with a good approach and a good vibe.
I must tell you that I keep waiting for Willie to just kind of dazzle me yet again. And then found that next note up. We just blew the top off the cabin.
American Idol airs Sundays on ABC. Up next, Gwyneth Paltrow's doing it, and so is Leva Longoria. And we aren't just talking about lavish living. It's the trampoline workout taking over Hollywood, and we're trying it next.
I know what was said in your ear.
Stars like Gwyneth Paltrow and Eva Longoria are jumping their way to fitness with the help of the trampoline. Here to show us how to get our bounce on are Ali Giampolo and Colette Dong, co-founders and instructors at The Nest NYC. You guys, I just want to warn you, the last time we did something like this, it didn't end well for somebody, so.
I have faith.
I actually changed into a workout outfit and Justin still in his slacks. But ladies, you guys work with celeb guests and celeb stars like Eva Longoria, like Justin mentioned. Why does she love this workout so much? She's obsessed, right?
Yeah. Well, the reason that she loves it and we love it is that it's really low impact, but it's not lacking in intensity. So it's almost three times as effective as running, and it's so fun. Which you'll find out.
Oh, no, let's find out. I just want to let you guys know I am Olympian on this trampoline.
Yes.
My mother had one of these in the 80s, and I got on it every day.
Yes. Oh, so you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're both ready.
He was just in a different outfit on the trampoline back
All right.
then.
All right. So we're going to start with a bounce down. So you're going to press into your heels, keep those knees nice and soft, and just start to press down into that trampoline. Zip up through that low core, and let your arms have a little swing to it, yeah?
Perfect. That's
yes.
Do you need to be super coordinated to do this at home, or is this just, no. I mean, I don't feel like I need anything special.
Yeah, you're
anybody
doing great.
Do
no, anyone can do this. I mean, like all good things, it takes a little bit of practice, a little bit of time to get into it. But once you do, it's so fun. It's truly addictive.
I like this. Mm-hmm. Let's take it up a notch. Show us another
one. All right, give us a jack. You're going to open, close those legs, arms and legs, just like you went on the floor. Yes. Exactly. Nice and big with everything. We got one more move.
Show us.
Scissor. One foot in front of the other.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my speed right
okay,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I think Victor might actually have the leg up on this one.
So what's the difference between these trampolines and the ones with the traditional springs on them?
So traditional spring trampolines, a lot of times the springs pull the mat too tight, and it takes away from the low impact nature of the trampoline.
Gotcha.
But on the Nest trampoline, you see we have elastic cords, so it keeps it really bouncy, really easy.
I love it.
Yeah, right, and then you get into that high bounce.
Let me ask you a question. How many calories can I burn, like, in a 30-minute workout? I'm all about numbers.
Yes, he wants the logistics.
Well, like any exercise, it's different for your body type and how long you do it. But you can burn anywhere between 200 and 800 calories an hour.
Down. I'll be on my phone just, like, talking.
I might be in the Super Bowl doing this.
Exactly.
Victor and I are very competitive. So we want to put all these things together, and you have to tell us, who did it better.
Done. All right. Okay, we're done. Ready. Right. Obviously. Okay. We're going to start in that bounce down. Let's do four of everything. We'll do it with you.
Okay.
So find that bounce down. This is your home base. We get it started. In three, two, give me four jacks right here. Jack it out for four, three, two, scissor, right foot front for four, three, do that again. Four jacks right here. Go four, three. Hey, looking good back there. Scissor. Hey, go four.
I'm really mad Justin's in his slacks.
One more time. Jack, go four, three.
You guys done this
two,
before?
They look good. Scissor, right, go four.
Quads are on fire.
Nice. Quads are on fire. Yes. Quads are on fire. Yes. Oh, my God.
You guys, if you want to give this workout a try, you can download the Nest Digital or visit thenestnyc.com. I am out of break, but after this break, did Scott Disick and Amelia Hammond just take your relationship to the next level? Stay with us. I'm going to get some water. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to ask, would you do it? And normally, if I have to ask, it's probably a no. Amelia Hammond posted this photo on her Instagram story, captioning it, "Hey, babe." As you can see, she's got a Scott Disick sticker on the back of her phone, complete with a crown. Now, is this cute? Is it cringy? Or is it more like, do you need to be rescued?
I think, minus the crown, I think it's cute because when you're into your guy, you just want to look at him sometimes from time to time. I think it's cute.
Yeah, I didn't tell y'all, but I got Victor Cruz stickers that I'm coming out and passing out to y'all.
Can you imagine?
Put it on your phone.
I'm putting
it anywhere. Put it on your laptop. Put it on your cup. I give it to anybody. But I love this. I'm down for, like, you want your girl to represent you as much as possible from afar. You know she's thinking about you. You know she's got you first. And she's obviously doing a playful little IG story here. I'm for all of this. I love this.
Here's the thing. Amelia Hamlin is the daughter of Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is the queen of not only reinventing herself, but staying relevant for 15 plus years. Yeah. Lisa Rinna has been in the game for three decades and has turned herself into something different every decade. And we're here for it. I think Amelia Hamlin knows that everyone's watching her every move. So she is playing into this narrative because she knows it's what's best for her and it's all she knows.
But I like it.
And
at the end of the day, I like it.
I'm not mad at it, because by the way, everybody gonna play the game.
Everybody gonna play the game.
And Lisa's loving this.
Oh my God.
Lisa is living for this whole situation.
Living for it. You know, I don't, maybe not the age gap at first, but I think the fact that her daughters have worked so hard and they are in the public spotlight, I think that she's living for it too.
Yeah.
Well, baby Archie isn't a baby anymore. Harry and Meghan are celebrating his second birthday today, and Archie's aunt and uncle are making some new too. Will and Kate have stepped into the 21st century and launched a YouTube channel. Take a look at their first post.
You be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know. Hey!
Damn, those approval ratings numbers must have really shook them. Oh, I'm telling you, must have really shook their asses. You know, and I don't mean to say this because I know that they're their own people, but when you are dating a guy for a minute and you're just like relaxed around the family and it's cute, and then your brother, the brother, brings in a cute little hot tenderoni who dresses nice, who puts on a little makeup, all of a sudden you start moisturizing extra hard, your hair cuts like, you know, real flat. Sometimes it takes somebody coming into your space to make you a little uncomfortable and make you change a little bit. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at this one bit. I think that obviously putting this on YouTube and making it kind of front and center for everybody is definitely something that they're taking serious and that they want to, you know, show the world that they're okay and that this family's all right and not to worry about nothing. We got things covered on this side. That's what I get when I watch it. It was like, we're still a family over here. We got things covered. I know things may seem a little murky from the outside looking in, but we holding it down over here.
But by the way, are you the only, am I the only one who was like looking to see who would wish Archie a happy birthday and who wouldn't to see who questioned how black that baby was gonna be? You guys, tomorrow, Brody Jenner is telling us how he really felt when his ex hooked up with Miley Cyrus, and Hoda and Jenner are sharing their special Mother's Day plans. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us for Daily Pop tomorrow. Follow us on Instagram. We have fun. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm going for another workout since I'm already
Yes. good.